get Bruce Van Dyke?
Well, all right, I'll get there. Well, I'd rather give it to Myles Garrett if he could.
We're too good of a team to have this record that we have right now.
Here we are. That's what we are. We are what our record says it is. And here to talk about that and what else is going on with the Browns, Scott Petrak joining us. It's brought to you on WEOL by Jamelis Wilson Maryland Fritz Company, Attorneys at Law and Royal Business Equipment. Yes, on paper it looks like they're talented, but on the other paper that I'm reading, the Chronicle-Telegram says they're 3-7. So which is it, Scott?
Well, they're certainly 3-7. Nobody can argue with that. But I think it is fair to say that they should be better than that. I'm not sure it sounds great when Myles Garrett says that, given the fact they are 3-7. They've lost 6 of 7. You know, there is that old Bill Parcells, you are what your record is. So I get why Myles Garrett says that, because it feels like they should be better. It feels like there's more talent. I don't know exactly who Myles is trying to blame for the fact that they haven't met expectations. Is that a shot at the coaches? Is it a shot at some of his teammates? But I do think that that's a widespread belief within the locker room and even within the fan base, is they should be better than 3-7.
There was a look yesterday of Myles Garrett on the bench, everybody else kind of getting ready to leave. Is it hitting him harder than others, or is it just that he sort of becomes that face of that defense and is up in front of the media, and that's who we're spotlighting at this point?
Yeah, I think it's a second part of that. We talk to Myles a lot. He's a great talker. He's not shy about expressing his opinions. I think he likes the attention that he gets. So I think that's more of it than he's taking it any harder than anybody else. But I do think there's a sentiment, there's an argument to be made that he's the team's best player. So that's one of the reasons he has such high goals. He talks about winning championships and being Defensive Player of the Year and going to the Hall of Fame. And then if you feel, and I'm not saying he does, but if you feel like you're getting let down by whatever, your teammates, your coaches, I think there is a chance that that's why it affects him so much.
Scott, in a number of these games, it seems like something goes amiss in the second quarter, and it sort of snowballs. I don't know if that's possible or not, but do you see that happening, and what could be behind it?
Well, I don't think there's anything about the second quarter, but I do think, and it's happened throughout the season at different points of games, that the Browns make a critical mistake and are not able to overcome that. And that's a terrible sign, because bad things happen, and you have to be able to overcome them. You have to be able to bounce back. You can't let one, bad play or missed opportunity doom you. And yesterday it felt like there were about 3 or 4 of those missed opportunities, and they weren't able to overcome them. And Buffalo's a really good team. So you need to play one of your best games in order to beat Buffalo. And when you have dropped touchdown passes, right? The two tight ends, Harrison Bryant and Farrell Brown, dropped back-to-back touchdown passes, and they had to settle for a field goal. That's 4 points you can't afford to lose. Cade York gets a field goal block. That's 3 points you can't afford to lose. Jacoby Brissett drops a fumble in Buffalo territory, right? And then the Buffalo scores. You have a bad punt and a give up a big punt return. That leads to a field goal. Like, all these things are turning points in games that the Browns haven't been able to get out of that tailspin within games. And if you take a step back, they haven't been able to get out of that tailspin this year, because it's now 6 of 7, 6 losses in the last 7 games. And I think that's what's dooming them, and that comes down to making big plays in big moments. And I guess that's where it goes back to the talent thing. It feels like they should be able to do that, and they haven't been able to do that.
A lot of times, though, when you get to half, it seems like the game is still in reach, and then something happens after halftime and the second half of the game where it suddenly just goes out of control.
Yeah, I mean, that's happened. I think, you look at last week against Miami, it was the Browns were losing 10-7, and then Miami scored right at the end of the half, and then right at the start of the third quarter. It was hard for the Browns to catch up. Yesterday, the Browns were leading 10-6. With 15 seconds left, and then Buffalo gets an easy touchdown when Stephon Diggs, who's one of the best receivers in the league, somehow is left uncovered and he scores a touchdown. And then Buffalo scores a field goal at the start of the third quarter. But then, again, then it's 16-10, I think, or 16-10. So the game's not over, right? And it's the time for the Browns to go make something happen. And I think that was a drive that Jacoby Brissett, either the blocked field goal or Jacoby Brissett gets stuffed on third and one and fourth and one sneaks, right? So there's times there in the third quarter to reestablish momentum and retake the lead. And the Browns have been unable to do that. So I don't think it's as simple as, like, they're not making halftime adjustments. You know, people talk about how good they are at that opening script on offense, which is true. A lot of times they go down and score a touchdown, and then they're not as successful later. I think it can be two things. The opening script could be really good, but that doesn't mean the play calls after that aren't as good. You know, the other teams adjust. Sometimes the play calls are good, and you miss them, right? Guys miss blocks. Quarterback missed throw. You drop a pass. So I don't think it's as simple as that. But certainly they've gotten off to good starts and have been unable to maintain that for the whole 60 minutes, and that's why Kevin Stefanski, you know, multiple times yesterday talked about the need to finish games, and they haven't done that, and that's been a consistent theme throughout the season.
Yeah, you had a little bit. I felt a little coach speak in that last statement there, related about the not finishing plays or play here, play there, or different parts of the team. So it is still a team effort, and it's a team loss. Everybody takes responsibility for that. Moving forward now, we're still kind of on that Deshaun Watson timeline for 2 weeks, but we have one more against Tampa Bay. What are we expecting up this coming Sunday against the Buccaneers?
I mean, you only have the greatest quarterback of all time coming into town. Could be his last time that he plays in Cleveland, so that's a big deal. Tom Brady, obviously, I'm talking about. Tampa Bay has struggled early in the season, but has played better lately. It's an easy division they're in. Feels like they're about to run away with that NFC South. You know, and I kind of fight myself on this because the whole season is about going to the playoffs, right? So we have to talk about that. And at 3-7, the Browns aren't out of it, because if they win their last seven games, 10-7 probably gets in the playoffs. So, and the players focus on that. Myles Garrett talked about it. Jacoby Brissett talked about it. Amari Cooper talked about still having this goal of going to the playoffs. So with that, be as tiny as the odds are, if that's in your head, well, then you better beat Tampa Bay, because if you have eight losses, it's not, I don't think you're mathematically eliminated yet, but it'll be awfully hard. I mean, it's awfully hard now, but it'd be nearly impossible if you lose one more. So it's about trying to get that first win. And if you can get that first win, get some momentum, Deshaun Watson comes back, you go into a bad Houston team to go play a bad Houston team, you know, maybe you can start stringing things together. Maybe he makes a difference. Maybe he's that spark. But it needs to start somewhere, and it needs to start before he comes back, because at 3-8, the door is just about slammed on going to the playoffs.
Well, we look forward to see what's happening in the week. Sometimes, you know, there's elements of the game that are fun, and it's kind of sometimes fun, sometimes discouraging to watch, but there are moments where you're thinking that they have a chance. It's just the final score doesn't come out the way. By the way, you were pretty close on your prediction for this week, 31-23. Not bad from your, what do you have, 30-24?
30-24, yeah. It was close to the – it was right on. I think the 8 points is pretty close to some of the Vegas line. You know, I had the Browns covering, but yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's 3-7, right? That's the bottom line. But like yesterday, there were chances for them to win that game. So it's, I don't think they're, I'm going to make it sound like Miles. I don't think they're a 3-7 team. Like, you look around the league at other 3-7 teams, I think the Browns are better, but they haven't proved it, so they're not better.
Well, they are what they are at this point. Hopefully they can get better next week. And again, they're taking on Tampa Bay and, of course, Tom Brady as well, coming up to First Energy Stadium. Appreciate your time, Scott. We'll talk again next Monday.